You're listening to the Option Alpha podcast from OptionAlpha.com, where we show you how to make smarter trades, learn how the stock market really works, and generate consistent monthly income. Now, your host and head trader at OptionAlpha.com, Kirk Duplessis.
Hey everyone, this is Kirk here again at OptionAlpha.com, working every single week to make this the most popular investing podcast offered in iTunes and online, because it's based on one thing and one thing only, and that's helping you make smarter trades. So thanks so much for tuning in today. I've got a really cool episode. Actually, I ended up deleting the episode that I was going to basically place in this slot because I really didn't like it. I recorded it twice, and so I want to talk about something that had kind of been on my list as a back burner item to review, but I've brought it up to the front because I think it's really interesting. And I've actually had recently people ask me about this, so I thought it was pretty timely. But we're going to talk about peer-to-peer lending and how it is comparable and to options trading. And actually, I wanted to actually just give you guys a little bit of insight into how I've been doing it over the last 2 years over at Lending Club. So I've actually opened up an account back in 2012, kind of the end of 2012, started putting a little bit of money in there, seeing how the whole thing worked, right? Like everything else that you should probably be doing with investing is you know, kind of try a little bit of money and then you can allocate more money or less money, whatever the case is. But I've actually had some pretty good success with Lending Club. And I think why I like it personally is that it's so comparable to options trading in a lot of different ways. And we're going to talk about that. And then I'm going to go over some of the returns that we've had over there and just kind of show you a little bit about what we're doing and how I'm kind of structuring that and talk a little bit about the, you know, benefits and drawbacks to that. So the first thing that we're going to cover in today's show, obviously, is just a quick review. If you aren't familiar with peer-to-peer lending, basically, what is it? And then once we do that, we're going to talk about why I like their automated system over at Lending Club and how they kind of structure their new loans that they're making out to people and what their kind of process is. And then also why I like how they invest their money position size-wise and with expected returns. So they automatically calculate the expected return and possibility of loss, very similar to what we do with options trading where we're calculating some sort of probability of success. So let's get started here and just talk really quickly about what peer-to-peer lending is. So P2P lending or peer-to-peer lending is basically when people go onto a website and there can be investors on that website and there can be people who are looking to borrow money. And in most cases, they're just going to create a profile and say, you know, I need to borrow XYZ amount of dollars, let's say $10,000. And they want to borrow that money to either pay off credit card debt or to, you know, buy a new car or to go on a vacation. They can do whatever they want with the money, but they usually have some sort of goal in mind. Most people are paying off debt or taking out a loan at a lower interest rate than they have credit card debt, something like that. So they go to this marketplace, this peer-to-peer marketplace, and they request a loan from the marketplace. Now, all these other investors that are in there, myself included, can choose to invest in part of their loan. So if a person comes in, they need $10,000 to pay off credit card debt, and we can offer them as a marketplace a lower interest rate than their credit card, then that's a win for them. And so they'll come in and request $10,000, and I can choose to invest as much or as little as I want in that particular loan. So for example, with Lending Club, I'll invest just, let's say, $25 into that loan. And then that person has to have enough people investing $25 or more to make up the total balance of how much they need. So they can't just get it from me. It probably won't come from one or two people, but they probably need a huge community of people investing just $25 in their particular loan to add up to that balance. And once that happens, then Lending Club obviously loans them the money, handles all the payments and chargebacks, and if they have to go after them for collections, the whole deal. But what I like about this is that people are obviously coming to this place because they can get better interest rates than taking out credit cards. So that's obviously a win-win for them. And in most cases, it's pretty fast as far as a turnaround time. So people can actually get in here and get a turnaround and a loan in a couple days or even a week or so. As an investor, I really like this platform because I'm able to invest a very small amount into each little loan that's out there or each little person. So my minimum threshold is the actual minimum for Lending Club, which is $25. I couldn't go lower than that or else I would. But in Lending Club, you have to at least invest $25 into a potential loan. So my strategy for going into this peer-to-peer lending is very similar to what I do with options trading. And that's that I want to invest a small amount, a small trade size, if you will, into each one of these different loans so that my risk isn't in one or two of these people. And if they don't pay, then I lose all my money. So I invest in all kinds of different loans. I really don't care what they are, just like I practically don't care where stocks are going when we trade them with high implied volatility strategies. And I automate the entire process in LendingClub. So one of the other benefits that I love about their system, and I think they're pretty unique in this, is that they have what's called an automated investing system. So you basically set your allocations or what types of investments you want to be in or not be in. If you only want to invest in people who are paying off credit card debt, or if you only want to invest in people who are building an addition on their house or whatever the case is, you only invest in those type of people and you set your allocation. So you can invest as little or as much as you want. And what I like about this is that it automatically will reallocate money as it comes due. So let's say that I get a loan payment of $25 and someone pays off their portion of the loan to me. Then LendingClub will actually go right back in and based on my allocation, figure out the best possible new loan to invest that $25 in. So for me, it's a really hands-off system because I don't have to log in and monitor it and watch it. Once I actually set it up, I can actually have LendingClub do all of the automated investing for me based on the criteria that I've already set. And so again, just like with options trading, you got to have some sort of system in place. Now with options trading, unfortunately, we don't have any automated trading systems that do that for you yet. Maybe they'll come in the future. But with options trading, we always harp about, and I know I always harp about, the fact that you have to have a system in place, a, you know, kind of a schedule even of adding trades and entering new trades. And so it's the same process, but it's just a little bit more automated in the peer-to-peer lending space, which I think is really cool and interesting. Now, another feature that I think is really, really cool with LendingClub, and I'm not endorsing them by any means. Obviously, do your own homework. This is not a paid sponsorship or podcast. But I think what's really cool about what they do is that they actually have a net adjusted return. So once they figure out how many different securities or notes, as they call them, that you're invested in, little loans, they can calculate out based on all of the interest rates of all those loans and all of the expected historical payment probabilities, meaning what's the probability that a person with this interest rate will not pay or with that interest rate won't pay. They take all of those numbers and they calculate them to an adjusted annualized return. So actually on their website, they have two different numbers that you look at. You can actually look at the total annualized return if everyone were to pay on time the whole time. Currently, as I look at it on my actual platform right now or inside their website, it's about 13.25%. So if everyone paid on time, which they won't ever do, but if everyone paid on time and there's no bad loans, nothing went to collection, I'd make about 13.25%. Now I just toggle on the adjusted values that calculate or expected losses on these loans over time, then my adjusted annualized return at this moment goes down to 11.29. So you can see it's already taking out some sort of probable expected loss, this idea that at some point you're going to lose on some of these investments and people won't pay. And I definitely have before, and I'll go over that here in a second. But again, what I love about this is that it automatically does a similar thing to what we are trying to do with options trading. And with options trading, that's trying to figure out an expected return. So we want to trade options that have an 80% or 90% chance of success. And the whole idea is that we have to keep trading those trades or making those trades over and over again to be able to hit those targets. And the same thing happens in peer-to-peer lending is you've got to invest in a lot of different notes. It's not going to take one investment. It's going to take many, many, many different investments before you're able to hit that kind of expected return. Again, I've been at this now for a little over 2 years. And so it's been really, really profitable for me. But, you know, who knows what's going to be from there? You know, 2 years obviously doesn't make a huge trend. So it's been really profitable, but we don't know where it's going to go. I think I'm doing all the right things and kind of mimicking what I do in the options market, which is why I really like it. And obviously I'm presenting it to you guys. So let's talk a little bit about the numbers. So like I said, I funded this account back in at the end of 2012. So it was only about 2 months of 2012. Didn't have any loans get really funded. So it really doesn't look at that year because I think I only had like about $10 of interest that I actually collected. But in 2013, the full year summary, and I'll post pictures of these on the show notes. So if you just want to go to optionalpha.com/show24, again, that's just the number 24, optionalpha.com/show24, I'll have pictures of some of these statements in here and some of these things so you guys can see what I'm talking about. But in 2013, we basically started the account with $3,000. That's how much we invested back in 2013. Just a small number, you know, small amount of money that we invested in this account. Over the course of 2013, doing the entire automated system, setting everything up and not touching it the entire year. So we didn't take any money out. We didn't add any additional money. We ended up with $3,322.57. And this is after all of LendingClub's fees. Okay, so this is all after all the fee interest and all the service charges, everything that they did, we ended up with $322.55 of quote unquote profit out of our investments. Now that ends up being about a 10.75% return, and really not bad for a 1 year investment. We had definitely had some loans that went bad. We had almost $120 of loans that went bad that we just never got back. And that's, you know, that's just part of the deal. You're going to win some and you're going to lose some, just like, I guess, in the options market, which is why I love this concept of peer-to-peer lending. Now, as we fast forward to 2014, we obviously decided kind of partway through 2014 that we were going to, you know, maybe invest a little bit more money through this. So towards the end of 2014, we did invest a little bit more money into LendingClub, and we contributed a significant amount more cash to the account. So after we've adjusted for the amount of money that we made on the $3,000 kind of remaining dollars that were in there starting 2014 and the money that we added to the account in 2014, we ended up with a return that was about 11.28% adjusted for 2014. And again, this is adjusted and kind of weighted for each of the individual months because our balance did change, and then we did have incremental interest beyond that. So it wasn't straight line. We did add some cash to the account. We didn't take anything out of it, but we definitely did add some cash to the account. And so our adjusted returns again were about 11.28. So still very, very well. And so, you know, we'll see where 2014 goes, but it's definitely on the right track as far as adjusted returns. Now, a couple key things that I want to point out. The first thing is that in 2014, our losses were double. So our losses were actually a little bit more than double, and were significant. And so that's obviously a reflection of the fact that we had more money invested in the account, but we also still stuck with that same targeted probability and expected return that we had shot at from the beginning. So when we set up the automated investing, we were shooting for a targeted return of around 13% or so, and still shot at that same target. So even though our potential loan losses doubled and were more than doubled, we were still able to hit our targeted expected probability. And I think that that's really key. And again, relating this back to the options market, even though you could have, you know, years where you have more losses or, you know, more wins or whatever the case is, if as long as you stick to that same probability level that you're targeting every single time, whether that's the 80% probability of success level or 90%, whatever it is, you're going to hit that number as long as you stick to it long enough and make enough trades in there. So that's the first thing that I wanted to talk about. Second thing that I want to talk about is the number of notes that we have currently issued. So again, I'll have pictures of this at optionalpha.com/show24 so you guys can see this. But currently we have about 1,600 notes that are outstanding and issued. So that means that we've invested basically about $25 or so in about 1,600 different notes that are out there. Now, this obviously meets the requirement of making enough trades, right? Not one person is going to be large enough to actually take us down. Now, what's really cool is that they automatically adjust for the value of those notes if a potential person is late on that note or if they've completely defaulted or been charged off. So we definitely have some that are in grace period, so they are a little bit late on their payment, but they're still in grace period. We've got a couple that are 30 days late, we've got a couple that are 120 days late, and we've got some that are completely defaulted and charged off. So all of that is already factored in there and have additional notes that we're obviously trying to invest in. But the key here is that we're not spreading it over one or two trades. And I think this is so important as you relate it back to the options market, is that you wouldn't want to invest $50,000 into one particular trade. You want to invest that over many, many different trades and many different opportunities in the market. And the same thing works with peer-to-peer lending. You don't want to invest $50,000 in one person and hope that they make their payment every single month for the next 6 years. You want to make sure that you're spreading out your risk among a lot of different people that are out there. Now, when I actually go back, and this is kind of one of our last stats I want to go over. when I actually go back and kind of calculate out how much we actually lost in defaults or charge-offs, so people that didn't actually pay, as a percentage, the number of people that defaulted or were charged off over the last 2 years, averaged out, has turned out to be about 16.99%. Now, when you think about that, that means that we're trading with about an 83% probability of success. And that's very close to where I like to be with my options trades. I like to target most of my trades at about a one standard deviation out of the money. So about a 15 or 16% probability of losing on one end. And that ends up being about where this came out. Now, I didn't know that that was going to be the case. I honestly didn't know. And I was kind of a little surprised when I'm sitting here kind of preparing for the podcast and figuring it out. But it's really, really interesting that those similarities can go back and forth between the peer-to-peer lending market and the options trading market. So about an 83% chance of success on all of the notes that we've invested in, which is a pretty good probability of success. And so something that will definitely continue in the future. So before we get into the closing bell, I just wanted to let you guys know that obviously I'm doing this as a means to hopefully show you guys that there's many more ways to invest your money out there than just options trading, of course. And I love options trading. Most of my money is invested in options trading. But I'm here to tell you that there's a lot of similarities between options trading and very successful investing in things like the peer-to-peer market. So, of course, do your own homework. Don't take everything that we say for face value. Go and do your own research and start small if you want to open up one of these accounts or want to get started in one of these. And obviously go to the show notes at optionalpha.com/show24 and ask me questions. If you have any questions about what we did or how we did it or how we set it up, I'd be more than happy to help talk a little bit more about this and share as much as I possibly can without divulging too much personal information, obviously. So let's get into the closing bell.
Now, the closing bell. Find out which stocks we're looking at right now, trades we're making, and hear our game plan moving forward.
All right, so in today's closing bell, I wanted to look at a trade. Actually, that's another, you know, high probability of success trade, very similar to what we're trying to do with a lot of the stuff that we're doing in peer-to-peer lending and with our lending club account. And we're actually going to look at FXE. So FXE is the Euro Trust. It's had a really, really tough time over the last couple months, but it started to rally a little bit. And even though it's been rallying, the implied volatility percentile is still very, very high. It's up in the 90th percentile. So this gives us an opportunity then to sell option premium kind of below the market, because we think maybe the euro might turn around here a little bit, and sell option premium below the market and at a high probability of success level. So at the time of this recording, the FXE is trading at about 104.50. And so we have an opportunity now to sell options at the 101-100 put spread. So we're going to sell the 100 or 101 strike puts. We're going to go right down to the next strike price at 100 and buy those puts, creating a credit spread between 101 and 100. Now for this spread, we're going to take in about 20 cents of premium. So on just one contract, you take in $20 of total value and premium. And your risk is about $80 in this contract if it goes south. Now, if we look at the probability of success, however, we can see that the likelihood of FXE going from where it is right now at 104.50 all the way down to and below 101 by expiration is only about 18%. So there's only about an 18% chance that it goes below that level between now and expiration, which means that there's going to be about an 82% chance that it never goes below that level. And so that's our probability of success on this trade, about an 82% chance that we keep this entire premium that we've taken in. And this definitely meets our criteria for making a credit spread trade. It's got great pricing. It's got incredible liquidity with thousands of contracts in both volume and open interest. And it's got really high implied volatility, which means that we can be net sellers of options. But as always, we're trying to keep these positions small, just like what we talked about with peer-to-peer lending, is that we want to make a lot of these trades and spread out our risk over a long time period.
Thanks for listening to the Option Alpha podcast. If you liked what you heard, please drop by iTunes and leave a rating or comment. Plus, you can get everything. Free email updates for future shows, transcripts, video tutorials, case studies, and more. Just visit our website at optionalpha.com.
All right, so I truly hope you enjoyed today's show, and of course, I hope you get at least one thing out of it that you can apply right now to make you a smarter, more profitable trader and investor, because it's not just about trading options and stocks, it's about being a smarter investor. As always, you can get additional resources, mentioned links in the show notes, and related video training from today's show by going to optionalpha.com/show24. Again, just the number 24, optionalpha.com/show24. And could you do me a favor? If you like this show today, please head over to iTunes and give us a rating. It's honestly the best way to get this show into the hands of those who need it most, and I would be extremely grateful. Finally, you can get today's freebie, which is our 7-step entry checklist for new traders, by going to optionalpha.com/7steps. So again, that's optionalpha.com/7, just the number 7, 7 steps, and you'll be able to download this freebie, which is our top 7 steps of things that we look at before making a new trade, and probably things that you should be looking at before you ever make another trade. And if you want to get updates on future shows, just let us know. Go to optionalpha.com, sign up in any of the boxes on the website. And until next time, happy trading.